Spiritus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 15, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 31, 2003.
Speaking of biblical history, Nazarene, was King Solomon real? And if so, was he as wise as the Bible says?
Now, Alora, you should know he was real. You were his mother in that lifetime. But I forget, you don't remember your past lives very well, do you? Or maybe that's a good thing, too. But, of course, Solomon was real. And wise? He was one of the wisest men in the world at the time. He gained all kinds of knowledge, and his just good common sense was way above everybody else. It is amazing how someone can come along that doesn't actually have that much technical knowledge and such, but his just simple common sense is so far ahead of everybody else that he can solve tremendous problems with effortless ease. And this is what Solomon was like. It's too bad he couldn't solve his problems with his children, and that Israel was not divided after his death and then conquered piece by piece. But that was not Solomon's fault. That was the fault of those that came after him. Yes, Solomon existed. He was a wise, generous, and wonderful man that led his kingdom very well. And it's far, far better for people to lead their kingdoms well than to abuse them and misuse them simply because they have power, as the kings after him did. We need wise men. We need good men to rule the nations of this world. We need men like Solomon.
Wow! I had no clue about that lifetime, Nazarene. And no, I can't remember these things very well. Thanks. Solomon kind of reminds me of someone else I know. We sure could use more of that common sense in the world.
Yeah, Alora, especially in Germany, France.
We'll be back after the break.
God here, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Pauly. Our good friends Kevin and Bean at KROQ in Los Angeles say their radio station is the world-famous K-Rock. But I'll tell you something else. It's also damn hot in the kingdom of God. Everybody listens to it in my kingdom and enjoys it very much. You should, too. And it's even online, so you can listen anywhere.
We're back. God, many people constantly complain to us that we cannot serve you, that we cannot work for your son, because we admit we are among the fallen, those who stood against the God of Haman, that we have no God, and therefore we can't serve you. How do you answer this?
Alora, that term is absolutely forbidden in my kingdom. Your people are not the fallen. You did not betray the true God of Haven. You served him. You destroyed the false god, the creature of darkness that had enslaved the Haven people and were destroying so many of its souls with its evil and its darkness. You brought the Haven people the light. In the kingdom of God, you are called the chosen of the God of Haven, or the second host, or the second tribe of heaven. You are never called the fallen. That is absolutely forbidden. And we understand in the kingdom of God why you are so against any being in the material realm that calls itself a god. We understand the bitterness in your souls against those who use religion as a weapon to kill and control others. No, Alora, you are not the fallen, and you serve me because you love me, and that is the way it should be.
Gee, God, it's really weird to be called so many things.
We don't worry about the good things, Alora. We just worry about the bad things, and people had better not call you bad things.
We'll be back again.